My name is Jessica.
And my name is Rachel.
And you're listening to the Slayer Sisters.
Sorry about that.
No, it's okay. Mom kept calling.
Yes, and I was like trying to figure out how to decline it and join this at the same time, and you just you can't. So we got it. She just texted me and said, "Call when you have a minute." So
didn't you spend all day with her yesterday and this morning?
I did.
Oh mother! I hope she listens to this. I'm not taking it out. Anyways, how are you? What did you do on? Like a whole weekend?
Yeah, for sure.
It was all good with your baby shower and everything?
It was great.
Good. Are you 28 weeks now?
I am. I was 28 weeks on. I officially third semester.
Oh. Days are on the way. I can't wait.
Going by too fast, but
it is going fast. And I'm going to be the best cool aunt ever.
And you definitely will.
They're going to want to come stay with me all the time. And I guess I will let them. No, I'm very excited. And so really excited to talk about our book.
Oh. I know. Me too. So, yeah.
I had this thing just pop up on my screen that said we were disconnected, but then it went right back to talking.
Oh, you know, it's still recording here.
Oh, okay, weird. Sorry. We're having technical difficulties today.
Don't mind us.
Oh, I need to pull up my notes, actually, now that I'm thinking about it. But, yeah, let's jump into today's book. I was going to say episode, but I guess it's the same thing. So, yeah, today we're talking about Concrete Rose by Angie Thomas.
The most, yes, ma'am.
Just what a beautiful writer she is. Rachel, you want to do your synopsis?
Sure. So, unless you've been living under a rock, I'm sure you've heard of the book The Hate U Give, because it was like a worldwide bestseller.
Just say that again. Rachel, yeah. Stop. Talk. Say all that again. Sorry, because it completely went out, and so I don't know if anything you said was recorded. Okay, keep going.
So, the book "The Hate U Give" was a ridiculously popular book for good reason, because it's amazing. And so this book is a prequel to that. So, "The Hate U Give" is about Star, and this book is about Star's dad, Maverick/Mav. And so it's about him as a teenager, is basically what this book is about.
What's up? This book was such an easy read because it was just so captivating.
So
it just like really kept me. Hey, sorry, I don't know if that's where we're starting.
No, you're
where
fine. Do you want to start real quick? You haven't read The Hate U Give, right?
No, I haven't. But I've obviously read On the Come Up, and I've read Concrete Rose. Now, seen the movie.
You've seen the movie. You just haven't read the book, right? Yeah,
I've seen.
So I'm curious.
I do really. I will read the book eventually. Yeah. I want to read it even. When I finished Concrete Rose yesterday, I was like, oh, I really want to read The Hate U Give now. Although I heard, have you seen the movie and read the book?
I have.
Is the movie different?
Parts of it are different. The book is like 20 million times better.
Okay. Great. Well, then I loved the movie and I definitely was very moved by it. But I feel like movies never do a book justice ever. Yeah. As much as I love movies, they just don't do it. So I mean, I assumed the book was gonna be better, and I do fully plan on reading it. I've never like not read a book that was turned into a movie, even if I saw the movie before I read it.
Yeah.
Ever. I've never done that. But yeah. So anyways, what were you gonna say?
So I was gonna say that I definitely think that your enjoyment, like, I don't get me wrong, I liked the book a lot, but it is definitely meant to be read before The Hate U Give, you know?
Right.
I would say, because there are some prequels that I feel like it doesn't work that way. But with this, I felt like knowing everything that, like, when you read The Hate U Give, especially, but in the movie too, but, like,
right.
since you know what happens, it yes. takes away a lot of the suspense of this book.
Right. I see what you're saying.
And so if you read this book first
and you didn't know what's happening, right.
Yes. And The Hate U Give, it's true. Then it would, there's like, in like, I flew through this book.
Me you know too. What I mean? Right. But, yeah.
Cause it, she is just so talented. Like, I feel
no,
like
her writing, her writing is insane.
Yeah. Like she could write the freaking back of a cereal box and it would be good. You know,
yes,
but like,
yes.
this, like, I feel like just like in general, if you read this before The Hate U Give, it like, you would enjoy it more than that's, reading it after. Yeah.
No, you're you right. Know? Because it's like, I was reading it kind of knowing how it was going to end.
Yeah.
Like, I was exactly. like, yeah, like, I know what's going to happen.
You know that they're all okay.
Basically. Right. I yeah, know? I know that, like, there's pretty much a happy ending. Like, but that still didn't take away from how much I enjoyed it. It
right.
was still, like, so, I mean, but it was less suspenseful.
Yeah.
100%. It was less suspenseful. I'll definitely give it that. Mm-hmm. But it still was incredibly moving.
Yeah.
Like, really, I was very emotional reading this book. I, yeah. like, got super sappy, like, soppy. Like, not, never, like, sobbing, but, like, I would, like, every other chapter, I would, like, shed a tear or two.
Right.
It would, like, it would just, so, yeah. All in all, it was a wonderful book. But,
yeah.
Yeah. So, Maverick, we'll talk about main character.
Mm-hmm.
I adored him, like, yeah. the entire book. Like, even when he was like his like dumb moments, I was like, yeah, but he's like a 17-year-old kid.
Oh,
like,
I know.
Like, I was like, I can't even be mad at him for any of anything. Also, like, in comparison to like some of the other people around his age, I was like, he's doing a lot better. I actually feel like he. For his age and what he was going through, he was really mature.
No, oh, yeah.
I was sure. like, and like, he figured it out, you know, like, he would make a mistake, he would learn from that mistake, and he would figure it out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, except for getting two women pregnant. It took him at least two, it took him two times. Of, he had to learn that lesson twice, but you yes. know what? It's okay. That one's hard. That one's hard.
Yeah.
But I just thought he was so intelligent, like, mm-hmm. emotionally intelligent and also just oh, yeah. intelligent and so lovable.
Oh, he
like,
was,
I was
sure.
like, oh, my God. And he was funny.
And he was, like, so good to his mom.
So good. Oh, my God. Him and his relationship with his mom
was like my favorite
the
thing.
Sweetest thing
yeah.
ever. And I honestly have a thing with, like, mama's boys because a lot of times they annoy me. But he was, like, the perfect mama's boy.
Yes.
I was like, this mm-hmm. is what mama's boys should be like.
And you also see how he, and again, as, like, a spoiler, you know that he ends up treating his future wife, Lisa, like, so good.
Oh,
you know?
So good, so good. I also loved knowing that, like, ultimately him and Lisa were going to end up together.
Uh-huh.
And, like, I totally understood why Lisa was being like, we're not together. We are not for together. Sure. We are not together. Like, why she was so hard about that.
Mm-hmm.
Because she wanted him to, like, have a plan.
Yes, for sure.
And there were a few moments where I was like, oh, I wish she was being a little bit easier on him. But then at the same right. time, I was like, no, she needs to be like this because he needs
the tough love.
He needs that tough love. And again, I loved Lisa. I was like, Lisa's hilarious. Oh. Lisa's such a badass. Lisa's such a badass.
I know.
I was like, oh my God, Lisa is my queen. And like, she also, for her age, handled getting pregnant. All that. I was like, oh my God, this, like, I can't imagine if I got pregnant at 17 what I would have done. Like, I was like, this is, yeah, they were both really, really amazing. So let me look my highlights of parts that I loved. Oh, also, I just really loved the, like, on the come up little, like,
reference
when Dre and Maverick were listening to mm-hmm. Lawless.
And then
Dre was like, yeah, Law's on the come up for real. I was like, oh my God.
I know.
Was like, that was the moment where I got super emotional because I don't, maybe because I didn't read on the come up, I didn't know there was any connection between those two books, like, at all. But then when I started Concrete Rose, I was like, wait, like, Garden Disciples, like, the names of these mm-hmm. schools. Like, there was, like, I was like, this all sounds like the same world as on the come up. Do you know what I mean? Like, I was like, but I didn't piece that together from watching the movie and reading On the Come Up. But I started, so it was cool. It was like a very cool connection for me there when I was like, oh, this is actually all in the same world.
Yeah. No, in On the Come Up, she references all the stuff that Star did in The Hate U Give.
Oh, she does?
Like, basically, yeah, there's like a part where she's like either driving by the private school or like knows something about the private school. Like, there's something like that. And she like makes this comment to someone about like, oh, yeah, that's where that girl went who got everyone all like riled up about whatever.
Oh.
So, and it's just like a passing comment, but it's like about Star.
It's about Star. Oh my God. Yeah. That is. Mm-hmm. See, I never put that together in On the Come Up because I think because watching the movie, that information doesn't stick with you the same.
Exactly.
Those kind of details. Oh my God. Well, now I guess I have to reread On the Come Up again for the third time.
I know. It's so good.
They are so good. Honestly, I love them. Yeah. I also just love like a teenaged coming of age story where they like have a really hard life and then they overcome all of these obstacles.
There's something about
them. Oh, I mean, they're just.
They're so good.
They're the best. They're beautiful. And I love them. They just give you hope for life that like everything's going to be okay. Okay. Yeah. Back to my notes. okay. I just like wrote down moments in the book that like made me laugh or that I really loved. Mm-hmm. I loved when they were talking about Dre treating his pit bull like gold and not making him fight. I was like, Dre, which of course, that was when I cried the hardest, was when Dre died.
That was the worst.
Which not the entire book, but leading up to him dying, I was like, I just feel like something's going to happen to Dre. I was like, because, you know, something has to happen in Maverick's life that's going to, like, really shake him up or something. And I was like, ugh, you know, and it was just, like, too easy leading up to that point, you know, like, him just getting a girl pregnant and, like, having a kid, it was kind of too easy, right? And I was like, oh, something's going to happen. And then, like, when he gets out of the car and he's like, okay, I'm going to go back inside. Like, and he's like, okay, I'm just going to call Keisha. Yeah. That was his girlfriend. He's like, I'm just going to call Keisha and I'll be right back. I'll be in like 5 minutes. I was like, no, he's not. He's not coming back. Like, I like just knew it. And that was, that part was, and then him having to hold like Maverick holding him in his arms after, it was so vivid in my head. Mm-hmm. That part, I was like, oh my God, this is, and he has like, and Dre just had such a heart of gold, that my first moment of really seeing, I think for me, was when they were talking about how nice he was to his pit bull.
I know. Right?
I was like, because people hate pit bulls and they're just so mean to them and it's so unnecessary. And that like he doesn't put him in fighting rings either because he's like, no, like I love my dog and I love my daughter and I love my fiance.
Yeah,
oh
no.
God, Dre was
great.
An angel.
He
was just the best. What else do I? Oh, I laughed when Lisa and Maverick had sex after the funeral. I was like, what? Like after a funeral? I just can't even imagine. But it is also totally of course they did. Of course they did. And then like at the beginning of, I think it's like the next chapter, right after they've had sex, Maverick's like, we had sex for 2 hours. Actually, it was only an hour. Actually, it was like 20 minutes. Actually, it was like 10. And I was like, oh my God. I was laughing so hard. I was like, oh, he's such a teenage boy. I was like, he is the sweetest teenage boy, but he's such a teenage boy. Yeah. And that part. And I also was like, this can't be good. I was like, this is not going to lead. But I also was like, this must be how Star was made. Like, I was like, this is how Star was made. And so that part made me laugh. Also, literally every single part with Mr. Wyatt.
Oh my God.
Every part.
I know.
Every single time he was with Mr. Wyatt, I was like, okay, what?
He's like the true star of the book.
He's the true star. I was like, what nugget of wisdom am I about to learn right now?
Right?
I was like, what is Maverick about to learn that's absolutely going to change his life? And I also was like, does he take over his shop eventually? Because isn't he a shop owner?
Yes.
Okay.
He does.
Okay.
So he is who, like, he runs the shop. Okay. In the Haiti. Yes, that's like his job.
That's what I thought for sure.
So he owns it and runs it.
I love that. I love that so much. I wrote, like, I love, you know, when he, like, doesn't cry for a while after the funeral, and then he cries when he's with Mr. Wyatt, and, like, because he, like, can open up with him. And I was like, oh my god, why is he's the other angel, him and Dre, they're the two angels of the book. They're, like, are who saved Maverick's life. I mean, everyone, Lisa,
right,
his mom, even his dad. Oh, I also really liked his dad, actually.
I did too. And I liked the conversation they had, like, after the fight.
Oh my god, you know? I loved that too. It was so sweet. I liked that a lot. And oh no, what did my phone just do? My notes went away. Oh, okay. So let me look at my screenshots of I laughed out loud when it was towards the end, when he's with Mr. Wyatt, and he's like, Mr. Wyatt's telling him to go get, like, to leave and go sign up for his GED classes.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, and Maverick's like, I know, no lollygagging around. Like, I know. And then he's like,
yeah,
since you're listening so well, I'll just start reciting scripture so you can repeat.
I know.
I kept repeating everything back to him, and that part also made me laugh out loud, because I was like, oh my god, that's also just such, like, a dad thing to say. Like, yes
dad
oh my god, so funny. And then what's the other part? Maybe I didn't put it in here. Whatever. Anyways, I thought I had another screenshot, but it's not in my notes, so never mind.
I also love the part in the book when you find, like, when you find out that his mom's a lesbian. Oh my god.
Yes.
I loved that. The whole scene was good.
Where he's like, I also loved that he just didn't know.
He was I know, so and I oblivious. Love that everyone else was like, you still don't know.
I knew from the moment that first phone call with his dad, and his dad's like, oh, she's with Mo, and he's like, my dad's always kind of weird about her hanging out with Mo, but I don't really know why. And I was like, oh, I was like, she must be, like, with Mo. And it literally took Maverick, like, finally for his mom to literally sit him down and be like,
right, oh, and, like, tell him. Like,
and he was like, oh, that's what this has been this whole time. And he also was just, like, so understanding about it, which is, like, you know, it's the 90s, and so it's not necessarily like, it was definitely less accepted now than it is now. And so
for sure
he was just so, the way he reacted to it was so sweet, and, like, you know, not necessarily, I'm sure she was terrified to tell him, oh my god. But he just loved his mom so much, he didn't even care.
I know
it was really sweet, like, truly. And I was so, oh my god, when he goes to shoot Red. I mean, I knew he, like, wasn't going to do it.
Right.
But that part was so just gut-wrenching. I was like, I was so proud of him, though. I was like, this is what Dre would have wanted, for you to not do this.
Yep.
So I'm really, really glad that he was, like, couldn't do it, you know? And because it really wouldn't have solved anything. And later on, he's like, you know, Red's gonna get what's coming to him because of karma. And I also believe that's, you know, he doesn't need to be the one to dish out that karma, though. And then I had something else. I was on the tip of my tongue. Crap, I don't remember. There was one other part I wanted to talk about. Do you have anything else?
No, that was my parts.
Okay, well, I don't remember it. I'm gonna be so mad. We're gonna stop recording, and it's gonna literally pop into my head. But always. But whatever. Either way, it was just an absolutely beautiful book.
Agreed.
And everyone should read it. I'm definitely giving it 5 stars. What about you? Are you also giving it 5 stars?
No, I think I'm going to give it 4, but I think I would have given it 5 if I had read it before the Haiti.
Gotcha.
Game. You know what I mean? Like, I do think that really does have an effect on the overall experience.
Right, right.
you know, no, totally. But like, so I highly recommend, if you haven't read The Hate U Give,
to read okay. this first and then read yeah. The Hate U Give. Like, that is the order it right, should right. be read in okay. my
yes
you know
no totally
yeah.
Yeah. You're always so much more critical than I am. I feel like I'm not in like a bad, not in a bad way.
1000%. You're an all or nothing, but that's your personality. You are like, it's either like one star or five stars. Like, you don't have other stars. I feel like
it's so true. Like, I either loved it or I hated it. Although one of our right. books, I gave it like a 3 stars. I did yes, one of did. Our books. I was like, okay, I can kind of like. Actually, wait. I also know I gave a 4 star at least once as well. Wait, did I give but, The Holiday or Holidays 4 stars?
No, I don't remember. I think that's the one you probably
no, gave. No, I gave a 3 star to The Space Between Worlds, right? Didn't I give oh, that one did? 3.5?
I don't remember. I have no
maybe
idea.
I gave The Space Between Worlds 4 stars, and then I gave The Holidays yeah. a 3. Because that sounds 3. More accurate, yeah. actually. I think yeah. that's probably what I did. But I think those are the yeah. only two that the haven't deal. Gotten 5 stars from me. Oh, no, yeah. no. That's it. I'd have to really think back yeah. through everything. But yeah, no, I either like, you're right, I am an all or nothing person.
You are just an all or nothing person, yeah. you know. Like, you don't know how
I to don't. Like... I don't know how to like half like something. It's very rare.
Right.
It's very, very rare.
Yeah. That's why these star ratings that we give are kind bullshit. Of like... dumb. Well, I don't think mine.
No, they aren't. I don't even know why I give one. I should just say I loved it or I liked it or I hate it. That's what I'm gonna do yeah. from now on. I'm gonna say I loved okay. it, I liked it, or I hated it. That's my rating okay. from now on. You give the stars, okay. I do that.
Okay, sounds good. I love that.
Okay, anyway, so March's book is going to be out.
Just real quick for yes, book recommendations.
I think I did this last episode too.
You did too, which is fine. So these, I'm doing basically the same recommendations I did for our On the Come okay. Up episode. So for those of you who have listened to that, great. But basically all I'm going to say is you need to read everything that Angie yes. Thomas writes. So all of it. If this is your first book by her, go out and get the other ones because she's amazing. And then there's this other author who... writes really good, like, young adult, Black-centered stories. Her name is Tiffany D. Jackson. I've only read one of her books called Let Me Hear a Rhyme, and I loved it. But I want to read all of her books. I think she has 4 now. And they're supposedly are all really good. So those would be my recs, if you're looking for similar books.
Cool. Okay, yeah. So now for next month's book, we're doing Outlawed by Anna North. And it has the coolest yes, so cover. Yes. I'm really into it. So,
and it was also both the Reese Witherspoon book club and the Emma yes. Roberts book club pick of yes, January.
It was.
So clearly, it already has right. like a big following because these other book clubs have picked right. it too. So it's like gotta that's be really true. Good.
So yeah, that means you have to read it, and then you have to yeah. listen to this episode. Or that episode. We got to listen to this one to know that we're telling you that.
Exactly.
I'm in a good mood. Anyways. Yeah. Hello. Great. Love to all of you. And love you, Rachel. And yes. I'll talk to you love as you soon too. As we get off this call. Okay, bye.
Sounds good. Bye, guys.